Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. France will pay tribute to Cédric de Pierrepont and Alain Botticelli this morning, the two soldiers who were killed in Burkina Faso during an operation to free hostages. At 10 a.m, the funeral procession will cross the bridge Alexandre III in Paris. Any members of the public who would like to pay their respects will be welcome. The procession will end with the two coffins draped in the French flag, displayed temporarily in the courtyard of Invalides. Emmanuel Macron will deliver a speech and bestow on the two men a posthumous Légion d'honneur. Today is the second day of the Balkany trial. The couple is facing charges of tax evasion and money laundering after allegedly hiding 13 million euros from the tax authorities. The couple's lawyers tried to delay the hearing as Isabelle Balkany remains in hospital following a suicide attempt. This request for a later trial was rejected. The rate of physical assaults against LGBT people rose by 66% last year in France. A report from charity SOS Homophobie is published today. There has also been a rise in verbal assaults. The head of the charity has urged the government to implement the full span of measures announced late last year after a spate of homophobic attacks in France. The Bayer Group, which owns Monsanto, has been instructed to pay out $2 billion to an American couple suffering from cancer. The group's weed killer Roundup has been held to blame for the couple's illness. According to the jury, Monsanto should have issued warnings about the possible dangers of its glyphosate weed killer. The Bayer Group will appeal. And finally, the Cannes Film Festival gets underway tonight. Charlotte Gainsbourg and Javier Bardem will be kicking off the evening, hosted by Edouard Bayer. 21 films are in the official competition. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.